Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
He came to Buffalo with a reputation. Brandon Spikes, run stuffer. Brandon Spikes, big hitter. In fact, Spikes got fined for a late hit against the Bills 2 years ago. Now he's with the Bills, and Spikes has not been able to hit anyone yet. The non-contact drills and OTAs in minicamp left him wanting more.
It's always been difficult around this time of the year, but, you know, I go out and do my job, so, but, you know, I'm anxious to get the pads on. So.
It's difficult for you?
Not yeah, absolutely. Yet. You know, you're running around and shorts, T-shirts, you know, everybody looks like a Pro Bowler then, so. It's just difficult, but it's fun, though, just to get out there, you know, and get to run around with your guys. So.
It's not real football.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about when you get to camp and you can't hit, they'll have, you know, some contact practices, and even maybe more importantly, when you practice against the Steelers for the few days there, that'll be no holds barred, essentially, right?
Absolutely. That's when you can see who you can go to war with and who you can't. You know, it's all out there, and that's what we get paid to do is compete with the pads on. So that's when it's really, you know, you got to put on and be productive and play at that high level that everybody expects you to.
Spikes produced in his 4 years with New England, 51 games, 39 starts. He's racked up almost 300 tackles in the first 4 years of his career. He was part of some outstanding run defenses in his time in New England, and he plays to his strength, diagnosing where the running play is going and getting there in a hurry.
I think so. You know, I've been playing a game, playing this position since I was 4 years old, so it's almost instinctive. And, you know, sometimes I get pre-snap reads and I take advantage of those, but, you know, that comes with being a professional. You start, as you get older, you start seeing all the small things and it lets you know what's going to happen.
Going into his fifth year in the NFL, Brandon Spikes will be 27 years old when the regular season begins. It's safe to say he's going into the prime of his career. He joins a Buffalo defense that needs his talent, a defense desperately trying to shore up against the run. It's also a Buffalo defense that could use some leadership from a veteran who's already had success in the league.
Whatever it may be, I'm just here to help, man. You know, if that's what they want to label it or a title, you know, and me personally, I just want to come out and play at a high level. You know, hopefully guys follow that. You know, you just never know when it's going to be your last play, so I just try to take advantage of each and every play. You know, anytime I get an opportunity, I just want to seize the moment.
Did you consider yourself a leader on the New England defense?
Absolutely, and I'm pretty sure my teammates thought so, too.
How do you bring that to a new team? I mean, guys who don't know you, guys you haven't played with, a system that you haven't played in before.
Well, like I said, you know, I just want to gain respect of my teammates and my coaches and let them know I'm going to be an accountable guy that can depend on me and, you know, and trust that I can get out there and get the job done. So, you know, hopefully they see that and you know, and they feel, you know, they can trust me.
They're still learning about him, but Brandon Spikes' new Buffalo teammates have to like his upbeat, positive demeanor off the field and his no-nonsense approach on it. In the last 8 years, Spikes has only played for two teams, the Florida Gators and the New England Patriots. So there is a bit of a transition phase for him as he comes to the Buffalo Bills.
Honestly, it's been pretty smooth. You know, got a lot of, you know, great people around here, great players, great teammates, and, you know, the staff is awesome too. So it's been pretty good, the transition.
What are some of the adjustments you've had to make in that transition?
As far as, you know, learning a new scheme, you know, at New England, you know, we played in a different scheme, stuff like that. But I think the OTAs helped me give me a boost on that, and I've been getting in well. So I've been, you know, kind of embracing this role and, you know, trying to get out there and lead the D.
A new D, but familiar opponents. Brandon Spikes stays in the competitive AFC East. Now he gets a chance to face his old New England teammates twice a year. To say he's eager to take on the Patriots in Orchard Park in week 6 would be putting it mildly.
Honestly, I dream about it every night. I can't wait, you know, here or there. I'm just ready to go out. I'm pretty sure it'll be a great deal of emotion for me, but it should be fun. And, you know, I'm ready to go to battle. So, like I said, I actually, you know, picture that and dream about that throughout the day. It's weird, but you're facing your own team. So I'm pretty sure a lot of players, you know, go through the transition of going to a rival team. So.
When those weeks come, you'll be the focal point for both Boston media and a little bit in Buffalo media, too. Everybody's going to want to hear what you have to say.
We'll see. You never know what's going to happen. So we'll see. Expect the unexpected.
And a lot of it might be, you know, Belichick and you. Are you ready for that? I mean, people are going to be asking questions about you and your former coach.
You know, it is what it is, but it's all about the game. You know, I definitely don't want to, you know, make it seem like a spice against Patriots. I'm here with the Bills. You know, it's my team, and it's about the team, and it's about getting that W. So, like I said, I'm accountable. I'm going to be here, and I want the guys to know that I'm ready to go to war. You know, if it may be the Patriots or whoever, I'm there to get it done.
From One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Focus presented by Atwal Eye Care.